This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to deal with dudes going overseas to get wives and Oklahoma drag queens and more in a second. I do want to let Rick have his say first, though. Rick in Washington, what's this you have to say about my paintball lies?
You hear me okay?
I hear you.
Hello? Yeah, I'm a 60-year-old father of four and seven grandsons. And the first thing you do is if they stick their head up, you say, why did you stick your head up? You could have been shot. And then the second thing you say is, I might know who did it. Never tell them the whole truth. And then, by the way, you figure out, Jesse, if I'm a pure talk phone or not. Ha ha.
That's wrong. 877-377-4373. There's no reason that kid needs to know that I'm the one who shot him in the head in paintball. What does it help anybody? It does. No one benefits. I provided the greatest benefit by providing me some sort of comfort for my screw-ups. He was already shot in the head. I can't take that back. Why can't people see how this works? Why can't people see why American men are going overseas for wives? This is apparently a thing that I remember when I was a kid in the 80s and then in the 90s as I was growing up, we would hear about these mail order brides. I truly, honestly don't know if this is still a thing. I do know it existed when I was a kid because I knew a guy who did it. It was a Russian woman he had gone and gotten. Things were really crappy over there in the Soviet Union, all that. It was really poor and crappy. There were all kinds of dimes over there who wanted out. So they demanded less financially, especially of a man. Hey, just don't drink vodka all day and beat me, whatever. So you'd have dudes over here snatching them up. And let me just say, before we go any further in this conversation, which is undoubtedly going to get offensive and everything else, I'll get back to your calls in a little bit. But this is going to be an offensive conversation. Let me say off the bat, I have to give my principles in this whole thing. And ladies and fellas, this may be an offensive principle to you, but it's what I believe. As a dude, if you're a dude, I support you finding and marrying the hottest woman you can possibly find. I am an American to the core. You know me. It's me,
Mr. You know, freedom is not free.
It's me. Red, white, and blue. However, if you're ugly and you have to do things you would rather not do in order to meet a hot woman, you do it. I told you about my buddy in the Marines when we went to do jungle warfare training in Thailand. And he was funny and I loved him and we loved him. But he was one of the most awkward, while at the same time, ugliest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. And he just could not get a girl to save his life. And he was half a second away from marrying a woman in Thailand who I'm not so sure should have been wearing white on their wedding day. He ended up being shamed out of the whole thing, but I, to this day, support him. You know why? What was he going to find back in America? No one that looked like that. So that is my... Look, let me just say where I'm coming from. I support you, fellas, the hottest one you can find. But apparently this mail order bride thing either went away or it kind of didn't, but now it's roaring back because dudes are going overseas to track down women. Apparently it's something called the Passport Bros movement, where you're going to find a woman who shares your values, quote, shares your values, and has lower expectations. Now, I'm doing a lot of this off of stuff that I've read today. Keep in mind, I don't have any firsthand experience dating in this day and age. From what they say, this is what they're saying in the article, that women today, the majority of women today, say they prefer a man who's 6 feet or above, which is not abnormal for a woman, who makes over $200,000 a year. The average American dude makes $60,000 a year, $50,000 to $60,000 a year, something like that. So clearly expectations are not meeting reality, and the ladies are disappointed in what they're finding on the job market. And the dudes, they need to go find some woman for whom a $5 bill is living in the lap of luxury, and they're just going to just cut each other out. I don't have any thoughts on this because I'm not in this world anymore. I don't have any thoughts on this except I'll just say this one. I think it is one of the oddest things, and I do vaguely understand. I kind of understand, but it is one of the oddest things to me that we live in this era where it's so easy to connect with people. It's so easy to talk to people. Because of the social media world, it's so easy to find old friends, connect with old friends, find like-minded people in your area. I remember one of my relatives moved to Austin, Texas one time, and she was super into hiking. And this is, again, you know how I am technologically. I think it took her half a day. She found a hiking group for this area in Austin. Boom, group of friends the first week. It's just so easy to meet people today. And yet it seems like so many Americans are so lonely today. And I can't quite make the final connection as to why. I understand that there's a real impersonal thing to all the social media stuff. And I would imagine online dating is kind of a pain and a bit of a crapshoot. But don't tell me there aren't millions of American dimes out there who are wonderful and ready to marry. And don't tell me there aren't millions of American dudes out there who are looking for those dimes and they want to marry them and go make a bunch of anti-communist babies with them. There's just something missing. And I can't quite figure out why people don't connect for others. Chris said it's all about the accent. No, here's the thing, and I believe this to my core, and maybe I'm just an ugly American, but I believe this to my core, and I say this having married somebody who's technically half Canadian. The wife's a dual citizen. Anyway, most American dudes want to marry an American woman. A Canadian dude wants to marry a Canadian woman. A British dude wants to marry a British woman. I think that's human nature. I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. I think if you could have your way, yeah, the accent's hot for an evening. But overall, you want a friggin' American, man. I want an American. You know, I want an American. I just think people, for some reason, they have such a difficulty connecting today. And maybe it's social media, maybe it's otherwise. But the expectations people have today for each other and for themselves, this is wild to me. Anyway, we're moving off of this as we have to talk about, one, your calls, and two, why are there drag queens serving as principals in Oklahoma of all places? Why is that a thing that's happening? Also, this little tidbit here, this took place in a church.
Liberation theology. In other words, Jesus was a revolutionary. And the job of the Christian is to revolutionize society. That the job of the Christian is to liberate society from the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity. Everybody understand that? So that's liberation theology in a nutshell.
That takes place in American churches today. Open cultural Marxism. Communism, preached from the pulpits, the demonic religion that will burn the church to ash if it can, that is welcomed in with open arms by some of the churches in this country today. Madness. All right, enough. Your calls and Oklahoma drag queens And why didn't those LGBTQ activists get arrested and thrown in a dark hole forever for storming Kevin McCarthy's office? We'll talk about that. There's a lot of whys. Why haven't you gotten a hold of Done For You Real Estate yet? Why do you think that the only place to grow your money is in the stock market, which can go pop any second? You know it's never going to go pop, ever, no matter what. That house you buy with Done For You Real Estate, it's not going to pop. Because homes are physical things. You can touch them, feel them, live in them. They always have value. Build a real estate portfolio. Pavan, I don't know how. I don't know. Well, who does know how? I don't know how. Done For You Real Estate knows how. They'll find you the properties in the best markets. They'll vet them. They get the financing. They get it insured. They manage the closing. They manage the rental process. What do? You begin acquiring wealth as a normal person. Doesn't take a millionaire or billionaire to get involved with investment properties. You will start small. One day you're going to have 10 of these and you'll be emailing me thanking me because you're retiring. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? DoneForYouJesse.com. Go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, being defamed, being besmirched during the break. Chris and Michael both trying to claim after my talk about foreign women that I married a foreign woman, which is a dirty lie from the pit of hell. She was born in Ohio. Her family moved her to Montana when she was 2. I know she was on the gymnastics team up there. She couldn't do anything about being stuck up in that dump. Then she got back here to America to her waiting. Well, she didn't know I was here really yet. But then she came here to do scholarship gymnastics stuff and was lucky enough to meet me. Gosh, what a lucky woman. Nancy in Texas, go.
Jesse, love you. You've been kind of banging on the grocery stores in Texas lately, and I'm an employee of one of them. And while I agree that our corporate culture might be a little woke, you really got to stop and think about the nuts and bolts people that actually work there. And most of us are not. I mean, we're there every day working our butts off to serve you. And we love to do that. And I would like to see you make the anti-communist pill or pin more available so more of us could wear it, because I think we could really get some good conversations going.
Nancy, do you ever work in the free samples section? What kind of free samples do you give out?
Oh, my gosh. I don't, but I work right by there. And last week I was eating steak and steak and potatoes and great things. I work in seafood. We don't do a lot of that. They were doing some of our shrimp, but I don't bring lunch. I nibble all day. It's awesome.
I would nibble all day. Okay, well, look. Obviously, people like Nancy want to keep working. So keep going to your Texas grocery store, or your New York grocery store, your California grocery store. Did I say stop going altogether? I'll be honest. I got so mad when I saw the corporate environment, the corporate ownership of our Texas grocery stores. I'm sure yours is the same. That I wanted to stop going altogether. But I don't. I didn't. I still go. I just don't get my meat there. I just have chosen to go someplace different for meat. I love Good Ranchers. I'm spending my money with people who share my values as much as I possibly can. So do I still have to go to the grocery store? Yeah, of course. My goodness, I got to eat my meat. I get better meat from Good Ranchers and they deliver it to my front door. And it's all American sourced. It's all American meat. And $480 worth of free ground beef. When you go to goodranchers.com and subscribe to a box, any one of their boxes, you get 2 years worth of free ground beef. And again, this is not a company paying for abortions for its employees, nor will it ever. These are our people. Goodranchers.com, code Jesse, gets you that free ground beef and $25 off a box. All right? GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. Now, let's have a talk. You see, this is taking place in California. This is taking place now. This is real. I'm not making it up.
That parents affirm their children. They have since the dawn of time. Typically, it happens when they're gender and identity expression matches their biological gender. But what happens is when it doesn't, that's when the affirmation starts to wane. And that's what we're dealing with here. Although it's called the TGI bill, they're not mentioned anywhere in the law. What's mentioned in the law is the child's gender identity.
That's the bill in California that's going to require parents to, quote, affirm their kids' gender or they're going to lose custody of them. They're going to take your daughter away from you if you don't say she's a boy in California. Oh, did I mention that goes well with this one? California passes bill allowing judges to consider it during custody disputes as well. These horrors that we've talked about, especially over the past year or two, coming for the blue states. Remember, we were always very honest about that. And I know you know that, but we were always very honest about the fact that these are not maybes. These things are coming. Think of the worst things you can think of, and they're coming for blue areas. And here's what's worse. It gets worse. Because the communists will figure out ways to destroy things that I can't think of right now. You can't think of right now. Who can know what way communists will do things? But they will. 877-377-4373. Get out of your blue area. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, friendly fire flower. Do the Marines not teach you to own each round? For the record, I didn't find my way into the recruiter's office until September 13th of 2001. And I would like to sing the sheriff's praises in New Mexico, except in his press release, he used the term gun violence. And he surrendered all that ground to the communists. My gun.
Yeah. In case you're wondering what Brody's talking about, there's audio of this out there if you want to grab it. Cliff. I just called Jewish producer Chris Cliff. I'm doing well today. You know that the governor, the nutball governor of New Mexico, said this.
So in this public health order, which is effective today, September 8th, which lasts 30 days, and then we'll, like all the other public health orders, we will either amend or renew or adjust, depending upon where we are. So effective immediately, no person other than a law enforcement officer or licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed, within cities or counties.
Yeah, you really can't do that, even with this lame justification here.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception. And that is, if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my...
Yeah, this is why it's really important for us in red areas to begin the fortification process. I just told you about leaving California. Then we play for you the governor of New Mexico. We always have to remember, as part of our balkanization strategy, our tactical retreat strategy, I know we don't like talking about it like that because it sounds like we're retreating, but as we relocate to red areas, we must all understand it's not enough to just relocate. We must relocate and fortify. Relocate and fortify. Meaning move, but become an activist when you move. Why? Because there are local positions that are going to mean everything to you and your family as we move forward as a nation. If you're stuck in a blue state, get to a red part of it and become an activist there. Fortify. Every level of state protection you can build between you and the federal government is a good thing. Don't be naked, meaning that don't have nothing between you and the feds. That's why I complained about you going to protest in New York City. There's nothing between you and the feds. You have no shield, no protection at all. But Let's say you're in a county with maybe a red sheriff. You might have protections, a lot more than you think. Maybe you should be that sheriff. You want to hear why? Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, the week is only beginning. Isn't that exciting? I find it to be. Yeah, it is, Chris. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, a bunch of LGBTQ activists stormed into Kevin McCarthy's office today. And they were arrested today. Yeah, that's just a little side story. Doesn't matter. A bunch of freaks. What I've seen is a bunch of people on the right today saying things like this. Are they going to be thrown in prison for 20 years for insurrection? Like the January 6th people? Are they going to prison like January 6th people? Well, no, they're not. And you know that, and I know that. But it is important we understand why they're not going to prison like January 6th people are. Because Republicans lack the will. Republicans lack the spine to actually use power. And they would never in a million years use power on their political enemies. In fact, man, I you know what? I'm just doing this on the fly. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Chris, Michael, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I can't think of a single instance in the history of the United States of America, definitely not in my lifetime, of Republicans using power harder than they did to enforce COVID lockdowns. Did they? Have Republicans? Is there another time you can even think they used it at all? The only time they'll use it? It's on their political friends. Oh, that's a nice small business you've got there. Thanks for those political donations. Now close it down before I send in the SWAT team. Meanwhile, the communists? The communists are licking their chops at the thought of sending the military after
not
you.
Not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
Comparing Pearl Harbor and September 11th to January 6th, with the intention to treat them the same way. I've got to give it to the communists. At least they mean business. Why aren't these LGBTQ activists going to prison forever? Because none of the Republicans mean business. They all hate you. They hate you. Well, not all of them, but most of them hate you. They hate you more than Democrats hate you. Always remember that. Republicans hate you more than Democrats, and there's a reason. There's a reason. You see, the Democrats, you know, let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Let's make it about Joe Biden. It's easy. Joe Biden, he doesn't hate you near as much as Ken Buck hates you. Why? Joe Biden doesn't want your vote, doesn't expect your vote, knows you hate his guts. Joe Biden doesn't have to spend 5 seconds of his time thinking about you, considering you, caring about you. Ken Buck does, and he hates it because he thinks you're a freaking idiot.
If we start going down these paths that really bear no fruit, we are not going to get an impeachment through the Senate. We're not going to, the idea that somehow the January 6th prisoners are being treated differently than other prisoners in a jail that has a history.
Yeah. Ken Buck, when the cameras are off, when he gets to hang with his Democrat buddies in the House, they all joke about you and me. Do you know that? They do. Ah, those stupid rubes. What idiots. I can't believe they care about the January 6th political prisoners. Those guys almost started an insurrection, right, guys? Just me, smart, fun Ken. Aren't I one of the crowd guys? That's why there are people, they storm into our offices. They have all kinds of little mini insurrections, and they know it'll be a little slap on the wrist and turn loose. Our people saunter through some barricades for 10 minutes, and the communists send them to federal prison for 20 years because only one side intends to win as of right now, and it ain't ours. That's why we need you running for office. Chris, play that sheriff for me. Local sheriff. I forgot to get to it right away. Local sheriff. Whether you're in a blue area or a red area, you need one.
Let me give you a personal story. Last week, as I'm sitting here as the sitting sheriff, I get a phone call that my brother also was a victim of gun violence last week that many of you do not know. While he and my nephew were sitting in their car, they were shot at and their vehicle was impacted by numerous rounds. How can I, as a sheriff, tell him to put his firearms away and not be able to protect himself? I have a fact for you. Criminals do not follow the law or a public health order. Never seen it. We will never see criminals follow the law. Once again, this only punishes law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, he goes on to say he's not enforcing the New Mexico governor's unconstitutional ban on the Second Amendment. But that is why I've tried to explain legal and local. Do you think I say that just because it sounds nice? Think that's like a pat on the head to everybody? Well, I mean, at least we might have the city council. I say that because it's the most important part. It's everything. What determined your standard of living during COVID? Your sheriff, your mayor, your governor, your state legislature. That's what had the most to do with it. Your zip code. That's what had the most to do with it. Legal and local, all right? All right. Keith, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for making my life change. Last year, I was listening to you in the fall, came down to Florida on vacation, and I'm from New York, bought a house, went home, sold my old house. Now I live in a wonderful red state.
How about that? Keith, tell me and tell everybody, tell me and everyone else how much better life is.
Oh, my God. I save $10,000 a year in real estate taxes. I don't have the state reaching into my pocket and the city reaching into my pocket for 15% of what I make. Remember, I said what I make, not what they make. It's what they take from me. They steal from me. All I can say to everybody, get the hell out of New York.
Look, I could sit and do an entire show. An entire show with just emails you've sent to me. I love when we run into each other in public and things you personally told me, but just emails. I could do an entire show. Jesse, we moved, like you said. Jesse, we listened and moved. Jesse, we finally moved. Jesse, we moved over and over and over again. And every single one, to this day, we've been doing radio 5 years. I realize that's not a long time. Not one letter of regret. Not one email of Jesse, the worst move ever. Jesse, I can't believe it. Jesse, it's awful. Every one of them, it's thank you, thank you, thank you. This is what I'm talking about. Martin, New York, go, boss.
Yo, Jesse, I'm still in New York. It isn't that bad. I'm in a red area in New York. So,
at least there's that.
My question, yeah, it's not bad. I can do okay here. So anyway, my question. I think the House GOP is
Tony in Tampa. Go.
Yeah, Jesse. If the Democrats went back to North Korea, we would have a 6.5% GDP.
He's probably right about that. Why are there drag queens as principals in Oklahoma? There's a headline out of Breitbart today. Oklahoma elementary school hires a drag queen as a principal. Why is that? Because we don't focus on activism. We move. Don't get me wrong. We move now. Oh, the taxes are too high. I don't like this. I don't like that. But when we get where we're going, we tend to just stop and smell the roses, and we don't make sure it stays that way. Even in your blood red area, you need to get on your school board. You need to get on your city council. You need to treat your days. I need to treat my days in my red area as if an attack is coming. Because it is. These people are never going to stop until they eat it all. We have to start locking down some areas so they can't get in. Let's do the work, all right? Like, part of doing the work, too, is encroaching on their areas as well. You know, we don't just pass laws saying, hey, no more abortion in Texas. We have to go into the areas, the high abortion areas, and we have to let those women know, hey, you know that that's a life, right? Hey, how about a free ultrasound? But if we don't go into those areas, if we don't wade into those areas and tell them, they will never find out. I love that preborn goes into not the areas that are already pro-life. Preborn sets up their clinics in the highest abortion areas in the country. They go into the belly of the beast and they offer these young women free ultrasounds. $28 is what it costs to buy a young woman an ultrasound. When she gets an ultrasound, the overwhelming majority of the time, she chooses life. Because once you hear the heartbeat, it becomes real. Save a life tonight. Your $28 to preborn saves a life. It buys the ultrasound. All you have to do is go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save a life tonight.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I realize this is a little off topic for the show, but I just got a text from my buddy, so I might as well share it with you. We have some breaking news here, courtesy of my friend and me, a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Apparently tonight is the opening Monday night football game of the season. You know how I wasn't watching the NFL anymore and I'm not watching the NFL? Well, I guess Aaron Rodgers, who played for the Packers when I was watching, I guess he plays for the Jets now. That was a really big deal. Just a few minutes ago, on the fourth snap of the season, he hurt his leg and they carted him off the field. You know what this is? This is punishment for you watching the NFL. That's what this is. For you supporting communist companies like the NFL. That's what this... I'm kidding. Prayers for Aaron Rodgers and all the Jets fans out there. I'm not going to do that to you. I will do this really quickly. Professor fired for faking data. Now, what data did he fake? It was data that, quote, proved lynching makes whites want longer sentences for blacks and all kinds of... He faked all kind of racial data. The only reason I brought up this story is this, because it's actually an older story. It was just something I thought of this morning. It's a good example for all of us to keep in mind. Once they take over all the cultural institutions, like they have, we have to understand that that will add a level of legitimacy to all the evil things they do. That's why they do them. And this is the best way I could think about it. Let's say I'm a bank robber and I want to rob the bank. Of course I want to rob the bank. I want the money that's in the bank. I want to steal that money. But what if I thought of a different way? What if instead of walking in there with a gun in my hand, everybody move, nobody move. Oh, I just said everybody move. That wouldn't work. Nobody move. Hands in the air. What if instead of doing that, what if I just got to be really good friends with the bank owner? And then the bank owner eventually became part of my robbery crew. And so now when I want to rob the bank, I don't have to walk in there with my gun and say, everybody put your hands in the air. I just tell my buddy, hey, you give me some more of the bank's money. And he pulls out an official check from the bank's checkbook and says, sure, Jesse, how much you need? Sounds good. As much as you want. Well, I still just robbed the bank. It wasn't my money, but it's pretty legitimate, is it not? Well, that's what happens when you take over the FBI, the university system, the Department of Justice. When you take over every institution, what it will do is it will add the veneer of legitimacy to everything you do. Let's say you wanted to cook up a bunch of race crimes that don't really exist in America. Well, normally you'd have to stand on the sidewalks and say, I hate that whitey, he's racist. But now that you've taken over so many institutions, it's not difficult to find an esteemed professor who will simply make up some studies on your behalf. And then the next time you want to yell about how evil and racist whitey is, you don't have to stand on the street corner. Now you have legitimacy. Nope, I have these studies. Actually, this professor from MIT and Johns Hopkins, he said he did an extensive study. The legitimacy of it. You see this with the climate change genocidal madness all the time, right? It's not just a bunch of hippies standing on the street corner, gluing themselves to street signs and pooping on the Starbucks counters and things like that. No. That wasn't near enough. You'd laugh that off. You'd roll your eyes. That's not what has all the young kids scared these days. No, it's not that. They took over the scientific community through grants. Grants handed out to universities and the scientific community. They know which way the, quote, studies have to go. Now, gosh, there are so many scientists out there saying man-made climate change is real. After all, this is a study from Stanford, Jesse. It must be real. That's what having a system really, really gives you. It gives you the veneer of legitimacy. That word was so great the first time I used it, Chris, a couple minutes ago. What, Chris? I decided to bust it out again in your stupid face. You know what I'm going to bust out when I get home? This is from having to work with Chris and Michael, who claimed I married a foreign woman. I'm going to have to bust out a Mantis X when I get home. See, I use Mantis X, yes, to practice with my weapon. It attaches to my weapon and I practice in the comfort of my home. But I use Mantis X to blow off steam. It's a healthy way. I don't know about you. I need healthy ways to blow off steam. When I work out or I practice with my Mantis X, yes, I'm still home, but I'm doing things to make myself a little better. You need to train with your weapon. The Green Berets train with Mantis X. The Marines train with Mantis X. You will be put through drills. You will watch your progress. You will be amazed at how good you get. The next time you go to the range, your jaw is going to drop at you. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
Anyway, I just think that there are other things on leaders' minds, and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having...
Did you see when Joe Biden was in Vietnam? Because he was in Vietnam for all this embarrassing stuff. He went to that memorial, which it's not a John McCain memorial. I don't know why Americans get this thing wrong. Our news reporters get this wrong. It's a memorial they put up to themselves for shooting down our pilots. It's to honor them, not us. Well, they put a little blurb about McCain on there. Joe Biden goes to see it today, and he bent over and he kissed it. It was really weird. Joe, it's not an 8-year-old girl. Don't kiss it.
Jeez. And now
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
California just became the first state to declare a Transgender History Month. Get out of your blue area while you can. FDA signs off on updated COVID-19 vaccines that target circulating variants. It's such great news, I just had a stroke. Abortion surged in states near those with new bans. Yes, it is true. If you don't allow people to do the horrible things they want to do in your place, sometimes they will go to other places to do them. But that doesn't mean you then start allowing them in your place. Canada trucker protest leaders go on trial. I'd almost forgotten some of the bravest freedom fighters, if not the bravest freedom fighters in the Western world, were sadly not Americans. They were those wonderful Canadian truckers who went out and just filled up. Was it Montreal? I think it was Montreal. That wonderful Canadian trucker protest. Gosh, those people were awesome. Communist revolutionaries burn American flags outside Jason Aldean concert, claiming America was never great. Well, try that in a small town. Governor Glenn Youngkin grants pardon to Loudoun County dad whose daughter was sexually assaulted in public school. Oh, wow. What a bunch of great guys. They finally gave the poor dad pardon. All right. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Send me an email. We'll do it tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.